Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, written by Marion Hartley and produced by David Hartley.
Hello.
Hi, Uncle Nick, it's Matthew.
Oh, hello. How lovely to hear from you. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm okay, but we still haven't had our jabs yet, which is a bit worrying.
Oh. Do you have any idea when you'll get one?
Yes, I think it's sometime in September.
Oh, gosh.
I know, but never mind. I can't do anything about it, so I'll just have to wait until then. So, how's the shop and how are you getting on with Megan?
Yeah, the shop's fine and Megan's great. I really like her.
Oh, good. She does seem to be a jolly sort of person, doesn't she?
Yeah, she is.
And what about the staffing issues? Have you talked to her about the changes we hope to make?
No, not yet, but I've got a meeting with her later and I'll tell her then.
Okay, and how is Michael? Have you spoken to him?
Yes, I did, but only for a short while. He seems nice enough. But he's definitely not well enough to return to work yet.
Matthew, I was thinking, do you think it would be a good idea to send him a get-well card from all of us? Or do you think that would seem like we're pestering him?
No, I don't think so. I think it's a good idea.
Well, could you organise it then? And put our names on it?
Yeah, of course I will.
And I was also thinking of getting a gift. What do you think about that?
Well, what did you have in mind?
I'm not sure. I don't think flowers would be suitable.
No. Well, no, I think a card would be enough.
Okay, well, we'll just keep to that then. So, Matthew, how are things apart from work?
All right, really. There's obviously not a lot to do at the moment. But I've been getting out on my bike quite a bit.
Well, please be careful of those country roads, and I hope your bike has got good lights on it.
Yes, it has. Don't worry.
Okay. I think I'm sounding a bit like your dad, aren't I?
Yeah, just a bit.
Sorry. Oh, by the way, I saw your mum and dad yesterday.
Oh, how are they?
They're fine, but your mum said you don't phone home enough.
Oh.
Well, you know what she's like. If she doesn't hear from you every week, she thinks something has happened.
OK, I'll try and phone home more often, but, you know, it's not going to be every week.
Well, I'm just passing on the message, that's all.
Oh, I know. How's Auntie Danielle?
OK, she's fine, thanks. but unfortunately, she's been experimenting in the kitchen.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, so she's come up with a huge assortment, almost inedible dishes to eat.
Oh.
Yes, but don't worry. I haven't said a word. But I do wish she'd keep the things she knows I like eating.
Oh, Uncle Nick. I don't know what to say.
Well, the thing is, Matthew, she thinks she's a brilliant cook, and I daren't tell her she's not.
No. Do you remember that time when she cooked those pig's ears, and I was really ill afterwards? Good grief.
Yes, I do. Well, unfortunately, I think her culinary skills have got worse. Oh, anyway, I still love her, even if she can't cook.
No. But she is very good at horse riding, isn't she?
Yes, but that doesn't help my stomach, does it? So tell me, are you eating enough?
Yes, but to be honest, it's being a bit boring eating by myself all the time.
Yes, I suppose it is. Still, I'm sure you'll meet someone soon.
Oh, no, Uncle. I'm in no hurry to do that. Trust me.
Oh, I see. Well, lots of people are getting dogs to keep them company, aren't they? Have you thought of getting one?
A dog? No, I don't want a dog. But I have thought about getting a cat.
I suppose you know that your mum and dad have still got Esponjoso.
Yeah, I know, and he's the most spoiled cat I've ever known.
Well, why don't you get one?
I might. I'll just have to see how it goes.
Right, well, I better get on. I've got to collect Danielle from the shops, but it's been great speaking to you.
Yeah, and you too. I'll phone you again soon.
Okay, and remember to phone your parents. Matthew, before you go, did you manage to speak to Tina?
Yes, I did, and it's all been sorted now.
And was she all right about everything?
Yeah, I think so.
So she won't be contacting me again?
No, Nah, I don't think so.
Oh, good. Well, thanks for doing that.
Yeah, that's okay. But there is one thing, though.
And what's that?
I've got this terrible feeling that she's going to be contacting me all the time from now on.
Well, good luck with that. Rather you than me. I found her quite irritating, to be honest.
Oh, I'm sure you did. I'm going to have to keep my eye on her. You know, I think she's a bit of a troublemaker.
Hello, Jim.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
And what's this about? Two phone calls on the trot? What do you want this time?
I don't want anything.
Oh, well, I still haven't heard anything about Matthew Patterson, you know.
No, I'm not phoning about him.
Or the other chap, Pete? Haven't heard anything about him either.
Yeah, I wasn't going to ask you about either of them.
All right, well, what is it then?
Someone told me you started your own business.
Oh, that? Well, yes, I have.
As a painter and decorator, is that right?
Yeah, more or less.
So, have you been busy?
Well, I'm not doing too badly.
And what made you decide to do that?
Well, to be honest, I just needed a job.
Oh, well, yeah, I can understand that. But why your own business?
Well, it was Penny's idea, really. She suggested it.
Oh, I see. Well, I must admit, I was a bit surprised when I heard that that's what you were doing.
Why?
Well, because I didn't think it would be your sort of thing, being self-employed and all that.
Well, why not?
Because you have to fill in tax forms and heaven only knows what else.
Oh, I'm not worried about that.
And it's not regular money, is it?
No. Well, but there's no work out there for anyone anyway.
So, are you enjoying it?
Yeah, it's okay. Well, do you enjoy your job?
Yeah, on the whole. But I'm a bit worried about this Matthew chap. He might decide to make lots of changes to the shop.
Jim, I do not want to talk about Patterson's.
No, okay. I can understand that.
So, I hope you'll recommend me to your friends.
Oh, yes, of course I will. But what about for me? Do I get cheap rates?
Jim.
Okay, well, I just thought I'd ask, that's all.
Well, all right, I'll see what I can do. Have you got something that needs doing?
Might have.
And what's that supposed to mean?
It's just that I'll have to get back to you, that's all.
Okay.
And Mike, I do wish you luck for your business. Really, I'm pleased for you. You're far better off doing that than working in Patterson's. I don't think it'll be that long before the shop closes.
You don't look very happy.
No, I'm okay. It's just that I've had Jim on the phone again.
Oh, have you? What did he want this time?
Oh, he'd heard that I'd started up my own business.
Oh, I see. And what did he have to say about it?
Well, nothing really. He just wished me luck with it all.
Oh, well, that was nice of him.
Yeah.
So, what's the problem?
He thinks Patterson's is going to close.
Blimey, it hasn't even reopened yet.
I know, but he thinks it won't be long and it'll close for good.
So why does he think that?
I don't know. Well, knowing Jim, he's heard something and he's put two and two together and made five.
Oh, well, I wouldn't worry about him.
I'm not.
Well, you look as if you are.
No. He's just made me think about when I was there.
But you didn't like it.
No, not at the end, but I did have some good times there. I'll actually be sad to see the place close down.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.